Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinian Authority is calling for college students to die as martyrs. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus and I will have full details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Itamar, there's a warning that you posted on your website to Palestinian students. It says, beware of natural death. Be sure that you die in a hail of bullets. In other words, it sounds like they're promoting going out as a martyr.
Absolutely. Students at the Al-Quds University. Now, Al-Quds University is supposed to be a very modern university, and yet this is the message that the Palestinian students felt was important. They put this on a memorial for terrorists who had murdered Israelis during the past year. Before it mentioned the name of a terrorist, of course, they didn't call terrorists, they called them martyrs, it said, beware of a natural death. So therefore, they're telling their people, go out, fight Israelis, and do it in a way that you will also be killed, and this will make you the shaheed, this will make you the martyr. The Palestinian Authority has placed death as a martyr, as a higher value than living and doing good things in your life and doing anything with your life. And that is what this message by the students at Al-Quds University is saying.
Itamar Marcus with that report of the Palestinian Authority calling for college students to die in a hail of bullets as martyrs. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Palestinian leaders tell college students the best for them is to die killing Jews. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Today's Israeli-Palestinian conflict finds Jews and Palestinians fighting for the same piece of real estate. This conflict actually dates back 4,000 years ago to the book of Genesis chapter 25, which records the birth of Jacob and Esau. Even while in the womb of their mother Rachel, the Lord told their mother that these two boys would become states and they would have a conflict throughout the years. Ancient Jewish prophets foretold of the conflict as it would approach the time of the end with the return of Jesus Christ back to the earth. Malachi chapter 1 says that the Edomites, Palestinian people today, that they would return to the land and they would rebuild. That same passage of Scripture says that God will call their borders the borders of wickedness. The prophet Ezekiel wrote that these Palestinians would kill the Jews and then take their land. That has been the scenario for a number of years now, as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 35. The little prophetic book of Obadiah says that in the end, the Palestinian people would be as if they had never been a people. All previous prophecies about the Palestinian people have been fulfilled, and all prophecy yet to be fulfilled will be fulfilled as well, as Bible prophecy has predicted. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...